This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Spikes Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply. When we made pumpkin seeds, my mom would leave the seeds soaking overnight in water that had to be saltier than the Dead Sea. She'd drain them and roast them for what seemed like hours. My taste is a bit more sophisticated now, and I don't soak them in salt water. I have some of my favorite seed recipes on GardenBite.com. In particular is the one with cayenne pepper. I've also made pie from the sugar or pie pumpkins. The body is a bit more stringy than the canned stuff, but I kind of like it that way. You could certainly use a food processor and puree it. For the best pie, use a sugar pumpkin that weighs about 5 pounds, and of course, bake it first. It's a little known fact that colonists sliced off pumpkin tops, removed seeds, and filled the insides with milk, spices, and honey. This was baked in hot ashes and is reported to be the origin of pumpkin pie. Another pumpkin staple is the pumpkin dessert that is a must at every Thanksgiving. In fact, I'm not allowed in the door without it. Look for all the recipes on my website. I love pumpkin soup too. Leftover cooked pumpkin can be frozen. When my dog was still with us, I added it to her dry dog food as a treat. She loved it and it was good for her. Pumpkins are loaded with beta carotene, an important antioxidant. And just in case you didn't know, pepitas are pumpkin seeds without the hull. They're loaded with minerals, fiber, the good kind of fat, and protein. Another little known fact, the more lines a pumpkin has and the darker the color, the more seeds are inside. From pets to poultry, horses to turf, wildlife to livestock, you can be sure Spikes and Houle's Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply has it. Blending their own feeds, sourced locally, you know you're getting superior quality. 6 locations and shipping available. Go to spikesfeed.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.